This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
Hey, everybody, this is Wes Wyatt, and this is the Market You First podcast. Have you ever calculated or even wondered how many hours of your life you spent in meetings? Now, you may not even be in meetings. You might be somebody that has a position that you just don't have to go to them. You're not in that realm. You know, you don't go into the boardroom. You spend your time on the faculty floor, and that's okay. But the average professional spends a numerous amount per week, and that is just a ridiculous amount annually. And most of those meetings, I hate to tell you this, are considered unproductive. They probably could have been done with an email or just a message. So today I'm going to show you how running effective meetings can actually become your personal branding superpower. Now you might be asking yourself, why does this matter? Well, meeting management isn't just an administrative skill. It's a spotlight on your personal brand. So when you run an efficient meeting, people are going to notice. They're going to associate your respect for their time, clear thinking, and decisive action. So in contrast, when you run chaotic meetings, people are going to mentally file you under a time waster. You know, your side hustle or your business, every interaction is an audition for future opportunities. So the way you handle meetings is going to signal your value to clients, partners, and teammates. So master this skill and you're going to be the person that everyone wants to work with and learn from. The first thing I want to tell you is a takeaway that is called the 3P formula. So every meeting needs a purpose, a process, and a payoff. So before sending that calendar invite, ask, what specific outcome do we need? How will we reach it in the time allowed? What's the value for attendees? Share those 3 points in your meeting invitation. And people who feel their time is valued, remember who valued it, okay? Now, the second thing is the 2-minute timer technique. So start your meetings with a 2-minute personal check-in where each person shares one win from the last meeting. Then use timers for each agenda item. So this creates a psychological safety. Okay. It'll increase engagement by more than you could ever imagine. Okay. And it's going to train everyone to be concise. And the person who creates efficient conversation becomes the one that everybody wants to include. And the last key point I want to cover with you is the follow-up framework. Send a 3-point summary email within 24 hours, and I would suggest much quicker than that, with the decisions that were made, action items with owners and deadlines, and appreciation for specific contributions. This is going to show that you listen, that you value accountability, and recognize others, all qualities that are going to make you memorable in the best way. So how do you market you first on this and make it personal? Your meeting style should reflect your unique strengths. Are you analytical? Lead with data and clear decision frameworks. Are you more creative? Use visual thinking tools and analogies to guide discussions. So are you great with people? Leverage your ability to draw the quieter voices. The key is authenticity. Don't copy someone else's meeting style. Instead, refine your natural approach until it becomes your signature method and one that people associate specifically with you. So, what I want you to do as a call to action is take one meeting that you're leading this week and apply that 3P formula. Define its purpose, process, and payoff. Send the 3 points with your meeting invitation and watch how this small change is going to shift the energy and productivity, and notice how it positions you as someone who respects others' time and brings clarity to conversations. So if you found any of this helpful, please don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. When you're done with the podcast, go to WesWyatt.com, scroll down to where you can put your name and your email address, and get on our insider emails. I'll provide you with all the tips, tricks, and nuggets that I find. If you have questions, you can go to the thought bubble at the bottom right of WesWyatt.com. That's my chat feature. I don't monitor that live, but I will get back to you promptly. And last but not least, visit WesWyatt.com/disclaimer. For important context regarding this podcast, the post I put out, and all the info I provide. And I can't thank you enough for being part of another episode of the Market You First podcast. Until we talk next time, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit MarketYouFirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day. We'll be right back.